Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, August 16th, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Economic reports in the week ahead include the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, a housing starts update, and PMI prints. Initial jobless claims will also be watched to see if the number stays below 1 million for a second consecutive week. The retail sector takes over the earnings calendar with Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's all expected to show strong Q2 sales growth. Meanwhile, traders in the energy sector will be monitoring a committee of OPEC Plus that oversees the implementation of output curbs and the weekly API oil inventory report. Once again, gold will be watched closely after its first down week in over 2 months. Credit Suisse sees a record run for the precious metal to $2,500 an ounce, while in a humorous spin, the Winklevoss twins are convinced that Bitcoin is a better investment due to the prospect of Elon Musk mining gold-laden asteroids. There might be a pair trade in there somewhere. In earnings news, JD.com reports on August 17th. Walmart, Home Depot, Kohl's, Advanced Auto Parts, and Toll Brothers reports on the 18th. Target, TJX Companies, NVIDIA, and L Brands reports on August 19th. Alibaba, BJ's Wholesale, Estee Lauder, and Ross Stores reports on August 20th. Buckle, Foot Locker, and Deere report on the 21st. Kandi Technologies is hosting a live virtual event on August 18th to officially kick off sales of the Kandi K27 and K23 models being sold in the U.S. Customers can reserve the EV models with a fully refundable $100 deposit, with delivery expected in Q4. Kandi says its mission is to make electric cars accessible to all through what it calls auto evolution. The company has teased a surprise MC for the event that will feature an exclusive look at the sleek design and advanced technology features of K27 and K23 models. Kandi says it will also unveil additional information to consumers, dealers, and other stakeholders. Shares of Kandi are up over 200% over the last 90 days, despite the company recently reporting a 20% drop in Q2 revenue. Corteva is hosting an investor update on August 17th with the company's CEO and CFO, and Semiconductor has a strategic business update call set for the 18th. FormFactor's Analyst Day event is also scheduled for the 18th, and Americo has a virtual analyst and investor meeting set for August 20th. AMC Entertainment, Cinemark, Regal Entertainment, and Marcus will open some theaters next week as the industry goes for a proof-of-life test during the pandemic. The chains are planning on instituting safety measures like enhanced cleaning, fresh air replacement, and staggered showtimes with limited capacity. The box office tallies won't be as important as building some confidence with moviegoers in front of bigger releases like Christopher Nolan's Tenet during Labor Day weekend. Companies like National CineMedia and IMAX will also be hoping for a steady return of theater business. ON Semiconductor is introducing its voice user interface solution for local and cloud during a webinar. The company says the solution can provide advanced voice triggering, voice recognition, and processing functions with ultra-low power consumption. Packaging shipment and pricing data is due in for container boards and box boards. Sonoco Products, Grafe, International Paper, and WestRock Company are some names that could move off the pricing report. Appliance shipments data is due in from the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. Shares of Whirlpool rose last month when the shipments data turned positive. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's weekly edition. High-profile stock splits by Apple and Tesla has Barron's wondering what S&P 500 index companies might be the next to split their shares. Of note, S&P companies with share prices over 1,000 include Amazon, Alphabet, AutoZone, Chipotle, Booking Holdings, and NVR. All have share prices over $1,000. Whether or not it defies logic, holders of shares that split generally make money in the short term, notes the publication. Remember the trade war? Cybersecurity specialists Fortinet and Palo Alto Networks are identified as two stocks that outperformed during rising tension between the U.S. and China, while Nike is said to have some reshoring risk. In a look at Big Pharma, Merck is called a strong play at a reasonable price. EPS growth of the core business of more than 10% is anticipated. On healthcare in general, a divided election is called the best outcome for investors in the sector to prevent either party from enacting big legislation. This week in our single stock focus, we're looking at PDC Energy with long player. The stock closed the week at over $16.50. Long player begins here. PDC Energy is one of the financially stronger producers in the industry. As such, management can simply wait for more favorable industry conditions. That appears to be exactly what this management is going to do. The second quarter could throw a lot of company ratios way off in the industry, but that quarter is likely to be treated as an anomaly. Some competitors will be sufficiently hedged to get through the quarter without major changes to key debt ratios, while others may need to get a covenant variance as a result of the second quarter. PDC Energy probably will not need that kind of help. Long player continues. The merger with SRC Energy did add to the debt so that the current leverage ratio is about 1.9, but that is still pretty low by industry standards. Management will stop drilling to wait out the current period of low prices and will also shut in some older high-cost wells. Those kinds of actions are made possible by the conservative leverage ratio. Long player continues. The natural gas production is significant enough that these shares could rally with the anticipated strengthening of natural gas prices. What has always made the DJ Basin so profitable has been the extremely low operating costs. This basin typically has production costs that are typical of a dry gas producer. Therefore, the natural gas liquids and the oil production add considerable profitability to operations in this basin. The margin ends up being relatively high. The payback period for a well drilled in the basin tends to be under a year when pricing is normal. The first quarter saw an impairment charge more than offset the gains in the hedging contracts to report a loss to shareholders. But the cash costs of production practically guarantee decent cash flow even under the currently extreme circumstances. That is especially true given the hedging program. In the second quarter, lease operating expenses declined due to a lack of activity. That low level of second quarter lease operating expenses is unlikely to be repeated anytime soon. Unrealized hedging losses began to offset the first quarter hedging gains in the second quarter as commodity prices began to recover during the quarter. Thanks to the merger, cash flow from operating activities did increase to more than $260 million in the first quarter. The second quarter cash flow dropped to roughly $100 million. However, the lack of activity ensured free cash flow. Long player concludes with this. Investors should expect this management to just patiently wait out the current period of weak pricing. For better or worse, the economy is beginning to open up again. Even though the coronavirus challenges may be the biggest set of challenges that the economy has faced in some time, it should be obvious that this economy will get past this challenge. Once that happens, investors should expect the relatively fast growth pace of the past to resume. The combination of the average pricing combined with the relatively low production costs ensures a very decent margin and probably a continuation of fast payback periods in the future. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew very bullish on PDC Energy, with one very bullish and one bullish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Alpha Trader, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great week.